Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 2 cents at 416 and three quarters, March wheat down 3 3/4 cents at 579, and March beans down 6 3/4 cents at 1172 and a quarter. There's not a whole lot of news out here. Wheat settled off of yesterday's strong day. There's questions about whether or not President Biden is going to have tougher sanctions on Russia, and will that affect the wheat market to what extent? We didn't see any export sales, so yesterday's rally wasn't about that. It may have been, you know, possibly tougher sanctions against Russia, but doesn't seem like that's the case here this morning. So a little bit disappointing action, really, all the way around in corn, wheat, and beans. The bean market filled the gap that was left at 1173 and three quarters. We got down to 1170 and a quarter overnight. It was disappointing. We gapped open higher, moved higher early, and then gave back most of it by the end of the day. We still finished, I don't know, 5 or 6 cents higher, but certainly not what we wanted to see. We were hoping that the gap wouldn't be filled and we could gap and go here this morning, but that didn't happen. Corn market, we didn't take out yesterday's lows, but certainly not a good day. I think the biggest problem is the wheat market. We had the key reversal yesterday and no follow through. So that's not too helpful out here. There's not a whole lot of news. Brazil, maybe a little bit dry in the west. Argentina, dry for the moment, but they look to be getting good rains now through Sunday, so we don't see any real problems there. And again, it seems like every little rally we see in the grain market is met with speculative selling or some fund selling out here. You know, when are the funds going to cover? It's anybody's guess. Right now, I've got the funds short 315,000 corn, 73,000 wheat, 129,000 beans, 20,000 meal, and 45,000 oil. So, you know, how much more are they going to add to that short corn position? You know, they could add another 50 or 100,000 bushels or contracts to it, but it seems unlikely heading into the growing season that they're going to do that. But then again, we don't see any real problems heading into the growing season. So, you know, it's just the same old back and forth, grinding ourselves lower. Outside markets, crude oil is steady. The dollar is basically steady. It's down 2 ticks. Metals are mixed. Really not a whole lot of fresh news out here. We'll have to see. Biden apparently is going to make his announcement on restrictions on Russia on Friday. We'll see if they have any teeth to it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.